Previously, on Phil Goes to Space, Phil and Menelaus had been captured by bird-headed guards. Menelaus tricked one of the guards and they escaped. They set off again on their way to the professor, who Menelaus says can destroy the jewel he stole. The jewel has some kind of power. But before they can reach the professor, they spot a hover truck heading their way. A hover truck with the owner of the jewel, Vetch, in the front seat, holding a large sword. And now, Phil Goes to Space, Part 3. "Run! Hide!" yelled Menelaus as he and Phil scrambled. The truck roared past. The sword-wielding man, Vetch, in the front seat is heard to say,
"Hurry, you fools! We must not be late!"
and continues on in the direction of his tower.
"Huh," said Menelaus, looking out over the rock he'd been hiding behind.
"I guess he wasn't after us. Phil? Phil? Where are you?"
Phil was huddled behind a tree.
"Come along, Phil, the danger is gone. We must continue on to the professor."
Phil slowly got up, looked around and was relieved. He hopped up and followed Menelaus. As they walked, Phil looked around and thought just how strange his landscape was. There were purple trees, but more strange were the huge floating mountains. He saw a lizard the size of a house walk by, which was impressive, but then a bird the size of a plane swooped down and picked it up. He looked up at the sky, and even though it was bright, he could see two moons. On one of the moons, the craters were in the shape of a face, and if Phil didn't know any better, the face just winked at him. Then Phil fell over a rock.
"Oh, ah, my arm!" cried Phil.
"Please be careful," demanded Menelaus.
"I thought I was."
"No, not you, Phil. You, that rock."
The large stone Phil had fallen over stood up and shook a fist at Phil and Menelaus.
"Maybe you two should watch where you're going. I've lived here for 500 years with no problems at all. Then you two morons come gallivanting and carrying on."
"Okay, very good. Let's keep going, Phil," said Menelaus.
"Oh, my arm. It's bruised."
They kept walking. Soon they arrived at the house of the professor.
"Professor? Professor, are you in?"
Menelaus said, knocking.
"What? Who? Oh, Menelaus, is that you? Come in, my boy, come in,"
a voice from behind the door said. The door opened, and the professor greeted them. The professor was almost exactly what you'd expect. Lab coat, wild hair, but no glasses.
"I lost my glasses, Menelaus."
"Oh, never mind. He just lost them."
"Is this them, Professor?"
Menelaus said, holding up a pair of glasses.
Yes, perfect. Now, what can I do for you? Who is this?"
the professor said, putting his glasses on.
"This is Phil. He says he's not from the valley."
"Oh, a foreigner, eh? Well, hello there. Nice to meet you. Aha, yes. Now, what can I do for you?"
"Professor, I have Vetch's jewel."
"You have it. Whoopee! You are amazing, Menelaus. Truly the greatest hero the valley has ever known. Now, yes.
He said, looking at the jewel.
"I've got it. I know exactly what to do to destroy it."
"Yes?" asked Menelaus.
"You must take this jewel to my brother, Finn, who lives on the other side of the valley. Okay, goodbye."
"Wait, that's it," said an angry Phil. "Can I get home already? I'm exhausted."
"Oh, okay. Well, I won't keep you. Goodbye."
"No, I'm sick of all this. I don't know why I'm here. I don't know how I got here. All I remember was there was something in the sky, then boom, I'm here. I'm from Ireland, on Earth, but now I'm in some valley, and that's all I'm told, a valley. How vague is that?"
"Earth? Did you say Earth?"
"Yes."
"Earth? Why, Menelaus, this fellow isn't just any foreigner. He's from a different planet."
"What? Why didn't you say something, Phil?"
"I've been trying to tell you."
"But Menelaus, this is absolutely amazing. Yes, my boy,"
said the professor, turning to Phil.
"We possibly can help you get home. I know a woman from Earth."
"You do?"
"Yes, she arrived here a few months ago. You should go talk to her. Here's a map. There, that's where she lives. You know it, don't you, Menelaus?"
"Yes, of course,"
Menelaus said, looking at the location on the map.
"Very good. Oh, this is exciting. Visitors from space, my word. Okay, anyway, goodbye."
Menelaus and Phil left the professor's house. Phil was feeling a bit more optimistic than before.
"Right, let's go. We should probably see the professor's brother first and finally destroy this horrible jewel."
"That's the other thing I wanted to ask him. What are Hoxie Yokes?"
"Hoxie Yokes? Ha I love it. Earth humor, brilliant.
Well?
Hmm?
What are they?
Oh. Oxytons. Why, very simple. They're, Actually, I have no idea. But I know it's important that Vitch cannot control them.
Right, okay. Hey, let's go up here and we can see all the valley.
Phil, be careful!
Phil ran up a large hill. And he saw nothing. There was no other side to the hill. All that was there was sky. Phil looked down and it was just clouds.
Ah! We're in the air!
Melilock grabbed Phil and pulled him back.
Phil, don't ever scare me like that. Well, I guess you wouldn't have known.
There's nothing. How is there nothing?
Oh no, there's more down there. But yes, the valley has no borders as such. We hang in the air.
Phil was panting. He stared off into the distance.
Ha ha.
Melilock put his arm around Phil.
Now I know that look. We all get it here at the first time you see the edge. Anyway, let's get going. We've got this brother to meet, and your fellow Earth person.
Phil stepped slowly. His legs were shaking, and they began to walk.
So, Earth, what's it like there?
Said Melilock. Will Melilock destroy the jewel? Will they meet the woman from Earth? Will we find out what a Hoxeton is? Find out next time.